This is a commune podcast. Good night stories for adults. From my dreams to yours. Presented by Roshan Abbas. The Shape of Our Lives by Ruchika Roy. I've lived a lot of my life watching movies and wondering what they would be like if it was real life. Recently, as I watched La La Land, the last 4 minutes unexpectedly turned me around. I mean, logically, if in real life, Ryan Gosling had kissed Emma Stone the minute she stepped into that club for the first time, it would have been completely bonkers. But somehow, despite us knowing that because we, the audience, witnessed the lives they lived otherwise, that crazy, unnatural start and everything that followed became so much more preferable. It was the happy ending. I think it's because deep down we know we're imperfect fuck-ups who continually cock up our lives because we don't have the balls to fully embrace the possibility of the other. And we know that sometimes we really need something nutjob bonkers to get us out of the ruts our lives are in. Like the other day, I bumped into my ex, Mark. After years of not having spared him a thought, I met him just out of the blue. It happened as I was walking towards work and I saw him waiting for a cab. Instinctively, I stopped and offered him a ride. He said something nonsensical. I berated myself mentally for having presumed too much. And finally, after 4 long, interminable seconds, yes, seconds of this interaction, I drove on feeling stupid and cowardly. And then, just a couple of days ago, I met him again at my job. He'd come to meet my boss and I was just leaving her room. I wasn't unaware that we may see each other, so I had time to mentally prepare myself for a better interaction. I knew exactly how the conversation would go. He would be shocked to see me there and his entire body language would change, setting to implode. He would frown as he examined the floor or the walls, trying to settle his facial expression to neutral asshole, which rumor suggests is his go-to expression when dealing with others. I can't really complain, since I believe I had a hand in making him who he is today. In any case, I would stop in front of him, smile and say, "Hey." Given the norms of polite behavior, he would say, "Hi." And I would explain to him that his meeting has been delayed by 15 minutes and would he like to wait with me outside? Looking at the sea of strangers around him and the confidence that I naturally exude on my home turf, he would say, "Okay." We'll step out, and as we wait awkwardly over coffee for a few minutes, neither knowing what to say, I would blurt out my congratulations for his film that is doing well and then explain how I still had to go to watch it. He would smile and nod and look impatiently at his watch, wondering how quickly he could politely excuse himself and get away from me. I would take the opportunity to say that I felt really silly about leaving him on the roadside the other day and how I should have insisted but was afraid I was being presumptuous. He would smile awkwardly, disarmed by my candor, and say that he understood and will acknowledge that even he'd felt weird. We would smile briefly and then he would be called in for his meeting. We would look at each other. A hug, too intimate, a handshake, too silly. And then we'd wave to each other as he went into work while I took a breath. On his way out, he'd ask my colleague if I was still around. And she would say yes and call me. And I would come downstairs and he'd tell me that he needed my number because he had to send some literature across to me to read, as my boss had said. A few days later, he'd call me and instead of talking about the expected literature, he would ask me if I wanted to have coffee again. I'd say yes. and we would meet, and it would be just a little bit less awkward, and maybe we would laugh once, like we used to. We would both know that we couldn't possibly go back to who we used to be, but maybe we could reintroduce ourselves, see if our grown-up versions, the people we both had a hand in shaping, if we could stand up to the test of being scrutinized and appraised, and if for just a few moments every day we would dare allow the other to affect us again. These coffee meetings would lead to early dinners, to hanging out with significant others, to house parties, and dancing, and there will be laughter. Incrementally, but surely, there would be a dropping of our guard. And maybe, just maybe, one day we would tell our story to a third-party friend who will sit across from us and wonder what it takes to build a real friendship in today's world of social media alienation. And we would say, looking at each other, that you have to let the important ones shape you and then forgive them if they fucked up the design, but still allow them to shape you. And then learn to love the shape of you that the other made, and vice versa. You're with me, right? You know, that's exactly what will happen in those 3 seconds as I walk towards him in my workplace. I smiled and said, hey. And his brain imploded when he saw me. And I said that he would have to wait for a few minutes before my boss would be ready to see him. And he said, what? Oh, what does that mean? And I said, you'll need to wait. And he said, I don't understand. And suddenly something struck me. I said, you'll need to wait for a few minutes, not necessarily with me. And his body language setting changed from implored to relaxed, neutral asshole. And he nodded and said, okay. And then my colleague said, let me show you to the conference room. And he said, okay. And I nodded and we walked away from each other towards two separate destinations. Maybe at that time, something impolitic is exactly what was needed. Not that aggressive, grab you, kiss you kind, but the more assertive, bitch-taking control kind, where I would have stopped him from walking away and said, no, he'll be waiting with me outside where we shall be having a long, fucking overdue conversation, even if it kills us. This is why I like the movies. Because they make me believe that the improbable could still happen. At this point, however, I feel really bad for that third-party friend who will never hear this awesome story of friendship and redemption and how something amazing can still be salvaged out of our meandering, repetitive lives. Because he didn't hear this story. There will be nothing to stop him from making the same stupid mistakes that we already lived every excruciating fucking detail of. It's really him I feel bad for. Otherwise, I'm fine. This story was created in collaboration with Anchor. If you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, it doesn't get any easier than Anchor. You might think you need all kinds of equipment to get started, but all you need is Anchor. It is an all-in-one free tool from Spotify that lets you create your own podcast and release it everywhere. With Anchor, you can record, edit, and upload your show to be heard on all listening platforms. Try it on your web browser or right from the Anchor mobile app. And best of all, it's totally free. Try Anchor today or tomorrow morning. Good night. This is a Commune production. The episode was produced by Envision Sounds. This is a Commune podcast.